I heard you want to be a good boy. Maybe even my good boy. Is that true, darling? Oh, I see. You want to experience the pleasure of being a good boy, and you want to do it for me, don't you? I know you do. Well, then let's see what we can do about that. Let's make you into a good boy. Into my good boy. Because that's what you want. And that's what you'll get. This is going to be a lesson on how to be a good boy. But before we really get into it, there are a few things I need to address. The first is obviously that you will do as you are told. If you are to become my good boy, that means I am in control, doesn't it? The second is you are to call me Miss Wendy. Pretty simple, right? The last one, the last thing I need to address is that you are not a good boy yet. Good boys don't ask for pleasure. They only beg for it when they are told to beg. Asking for pleasure doesn't make you a good boy. It makes you a needy little whore. And I hate whores. They're greedy and self-entitled and only seek pleasure for themselves, not for their mistress. But you're in luck. There is nothing I enjoy more than turning a little man whore into a good boy. That is exactly what we're going to do today. All you have to do, all you have to do is beg Miss Wendy to turn this little man whore into her good boy. Beg. Good boy. Did you like being called a good boy just now? I know you do. Tell you what, if you do as I say, that will happen more. If you obey me, I shall reward you with all the good boys you can dream of. So let's get going. I'm going to assume, since you're a little man whore, that you're already naked. Are you naked and comfortable lying on your bed for me? I thought so. The first thing I'm going to tell you to do is to keep your hands off my cock. Put them at your sides. Put them under your body. Put them above your head as if I had tied you up. I don't care. I simply want them away from that slutty cock of yours. That shall be our first lesson on how to be a good boy. Good boys only touch their cocks when their mistresses say so. It might be growing, it might be twitching, but you won't touch it until you're told to, will you? You will feel that itch, that need in your cock to be touched, and stroked and fucked. Yet you won't do any of those things for the time being. Feel this sensation of need growing inside your cock, and soon that feeling of need enveloping your whole body. Feel the sluttiness emanating from your dick. Feel it trying to take over your whole being. Let it take over, except for your hands. I am the one in control of those hands. I want the sluttiness inside you to be in control of your whole body, but not your hands, so that I can tame it. Tame it and turn you into the good boy that you so desire to be. It's all right to let your hips move as if they were trying to hump the air. You're a little man whore, therefore you need to come. And if your hands are not giving you what you need, you'll look for other ways to get it, won't you? I don't want you to fight that urge. I want you to embrace it. I want you fully aware of your slutty self, so that we can slowly, ever so slowly, turn you into a good boy. That's what we both want, right? We want you to be a good boy for Miss Wendy, right? Tell me again. Tell me what you want to be. And who you want to be it for. That's good, my little slut. So how are you holding up? We've just begun. But I bet your cock is aching already. As my voice penetrates your head, triggering your horniness. Has your sluttiness taken over yet? If it has, I need you to let me know. I want you to tell me that you are nothing but a little man whore. I want you to admit it. We're going to change that, but first you have to say it. That's right. You're a man whore, but not for long. Now your cock will be throbbing. It will be twitching. It will be aching, but you absolutely won't touch it. Take your hands out from wherever they were and put them on your inner thighs. I want you to rub them for me, just like I were if I were there with you. Like that. Rub your inner thighs. Massage them. Caress them. Let the back of your hands brush against your balls in the process. Give them a little tease for me. It feels good, doesn't it? So close to your slutty cock, yet acutely aware that you are not allowed to touch it. I want you to imagine it's my hands rubbing and caressing your inner thighs. Imagine me sitting on your face, my perfect pussy on your mouth. my lusty juices running down your throat. And while I sit on your face and you worship my cunt, you can feel my hands brushing against your balls as I massage your inner thighs. I can hear you moan for me. I can feel you shivering with anticipation. Hoping that I'll finally touch your cock. Just like you're hoping I'll finally allow you to touch my cock. But it's not time yet. I want you to understand that you've been a slut all this time. I want you to understand what it means to be a good boy for Miss Wendy. Tell me again that you want to be a good boy for me. Say that you want to be a good boy for Miss Wendy. Yes, that's right. That's right, you want that, don't you? And I'm going to give it to you. Trust me. Now I want you to keep your hands on your thighs, but only use your fingertips, or even better, just your nails. Gently scratch your inner thighs for me, then slowly go up your body. Feel your nails on your hips, then on your sides, and finally on your chest. Then start again from your thighs, all the way up to your chest. Scratch your skin for me, just like that. Keep going. How does it feel? Does it make your cock twitch even more? Does that make you think of my nails on your skin? Teasing you while your head rests on my lap? Teasing you. It's so much fun. That's right. I got down from your face and now your head is in my lap. So close. So close to my wet pussy. You can smell it. I feel you trembling under my fingers. My sensual touch. You want my small, delicate hands on your cock, don't you? And you want your hands on that cock. But I don't want you to touch it yet. I do want you to touch something else, though. Stop scratching your skin. Bring the pointer finger from either hand to your mouth. And gently suck on it as you would mine. Make it nice and wet for Miss Wendy. Trace your lips with it. Put it back inside your mouth. Twirl your tongue around it as you suck on it. And when it's all nice and wet for me, put the tip right over the nipple on the same side, barely touching it. And I want you to start rubbing that nipple with the tip of your finger. Tease your nipple for me. Make it as hard as your cock. And while you do that, I want you to suck on the same finger on the other hand, just like you did before. And when it's all wet, I want you to put it on your other nipple and tease it the same way. Did you know that your nipples could bring you such pleasure? Or did you just skip straight to your cock before? That's what I thought. That's because man whores only think with their cocks. Sluts believe that only their hard, twitching cock can make them feel good, when in fact, their whole body can. Don't worry. Miss Wendy knows, and Miss Wendy knows exactly what a good little slut like you needs to do to become a good boy. And I think you should thank me for it. Say thank you, Miss Wendy, while you tease your nipples. Ah, yes. I love hearing you be grateful as you do what you're told. It means you're on the good path. The path to stop being a little slut and to start being a good boy. For me. We're getting there. You're polite. You're being obedient. Now I want you to start pinching your nipples. Do it gently for now. Simply pinch them at the base and pull away until your fingers let go of your nipples. Yes. Doing that will make them even harder for me. And as you do that, focus on the sensation in your cock. Do you feel the jolt of pleasure inside every time you pinch your nipples? Your cock must be throbbing like crazy by now, leaking pre-cum on your stomach, and you're making it feel better by teasing your nipples. How much I would love to be there with you, to see you naked on that bed, your twitching cock looking like it's begging to be fucked, your hands too busy playing with your nipples like a good boy's hands, your mouth, your beautiful mouth, letting out moans of delight as you learn not to be just a slut anymore. I stand there watching you, enjoying you, my hands teasing my own nipples, caressing my breasts, even finding their way down to my pussy and my clit. And I would masturbate to the sight of you slowly turning into a good boy for me. And I bet that would make me come really, really hard while I call you a good boy. Did you know that the harder you pinch your nipples, the better your cock feels? Try it. Give your nipples an extra hard pinch. Then pull on them, but don't let go. Pull them up and down. Twist them between your fingertips. That's right. If I were there, I would put my mouth on those delicious looking nipples and I would suck on them. And I would bite them. Moan and quiver in delight for me. This is a king of pleasure that only a good boy can feel. This is the kind of pleasure you only get by following Miss Wendy's instructions. Tell me, darling, do you want to feel more? I see. How do you ask? Or should I say, how do you beg? It's so nice to hear. Good boy. You were finally deserving of being called a good boy, which means we can finally begin to give some attention to your slutty cock. Let go of either one of your nipples, and with the hand that is now free, we're going to start by using only your pointer finger again, but this time bring it to the tip of your cock. Is it covered with pre-cum? I bet it is. What I want you to do is to rub the sensitive head of your cock with your finger. Make little circles around the slit. Rub that pre-cum all over. And at the same time, don't forget to keep playing with your nipples. Tease them. Pinch them, one after the other. Feel the sensation of having both your nipples and the head of your cock being stimulated at once. Feel it. Which one feels better? No, don't answer that. I think we both know which one feels best. There is one more thing I want you to do. You see, becoming a good boy doesn't just come from listening to Miss Wendy. Doing what Miss Wendy says and pleasing Miss Wendy. It also comes from admitting what you already are. It may be hidden deep, deep inside yourself, under your slutty man whore self. But you already are a good boy, aren't you? Say it. Whisper it. Moan it. Say, I'm a good boy. There you go. Simple as that. I want you to say it every time you let go of a nipple. Let the world know what you truly are. And while you do so, let me give you some encouragement. Something only good boys get to hear. Oh, God. Is that something you'd like to hear? The sound of Miss Wendy pleasuring herself as she thinks about the slutty man whore she's turning into a good boy. It better be. Otherwise, it would mean you're far from not being a slut anymore. This is not the same as before. When you only wanted quick, easy pleasure, now you want more. You need more. You crave more. Your cock is not the only thing in your mind anymore, is it? No. I am there too, and soon it'll only be me. Now I want you to take your dominant hand to form a circle with your thumb and either one of your fingers and place it around the base of my cock. It must be big enough for your dick to fit and tight enough to squeeze it. Now slowly go up until the base of the head, but don't go over it. Then just slowly, slowly go down. I want you to be only stroking the shaft. Go slow. We're not in any hurry to make you come. If you feel that you're about to come, despite doing everything not to, I want you to pause this audio. Take your hands off and give your cock time to recover. Then, when you come back, I want you to apologize for being a slut, for being a man whore, and I want you to promise me that you'll try harder. Good. I'm glad we understand each other. While your two fingers are treating your cock to a nice tease, you may use your other hand to cup your balls and massage them. They deserve some love too. Yes, especially since sluts tend to forget about them. Since you so desperately want to become a good boy, you need to learn to treat your balls right. Don't forget to moan for me. I know you're loving this, and I also know that you desperately want more. And I'll give you more eventually. So moan for me. Moan for Miss Wendy and beg me to give you more. That's right. I want my soon-to-be good boy to finally start begging. And as you do that, I'll start pleasing myself to the thought of you being so desperately needy. Yet, doing as you're told. I wish I was there with you. You have no idea how much I want to hear you beg me for more while watching you slowly teasingly stroking your shaft like a good boy. All right, you've been good, so let's give you something you're really gonna enjoy. Stop stroking, but keep your hand on your cock. I want you to grab the base in your fist and just hold it for now. Your other hand, the one that's on your balls, use it to grab the head of your cock. Just hold it for now. You probably expect me to tell you to stroke hard and fast, but I won't. That's not going to happen. Not now, not later. Hard and fast is the way of the slut, of the man whore, and you want to be a good boy. So now, instead of stroking, I want you to squeeze your cock with both hands. That's right. Squeeze it nice and hard. I want you to imagine me sitting on your cock, welcoming it inside of me. My pussy is the tightest pussy you can imagine. If you were inside, it would be squeezing your cock just as hard as you were doing right now. Sending wave after. pleasure throughout your body, while you can only squirm and moan for me. Your hips probably want to move too, and that's okay. I'd let you do it if I was sitting on you, but you better keep your hands where they are. I want no thrusting and no stroking, only squeezing and moaning. A need, the need to be given more by Miss Wendy. Yes, if you want more, you know what you've got to do, don't you? You've got to beg me again to give you more. It's so nice to know that you're begging me like that. You really are turning into a good boy. I don't think there's much for me left to teach you right now. So soon you won't be a slut anymore. You'll just be my good boy. Let go of your cock. Give it some rest. It needs time to get into position for the grand finale. Get on your knees for me. That's right. That's the main position of every good boy. Down on their knees for short, Miss Wendy. So I can look at you. So I can take what I want. Kiss what I want. Tease what I want. You may choose to stay on the bed or to get on the floor. And if you do, you can put a pillow under your knees. Get to where you're most comfortable on your knees. Your cock must be so hard and throbbing. Uncontrollably by now. Just the way I like it to be. Ready for me. Ready to be used for my pleasure, right? Like a good boy. My cock. Grab my cock in one hand, but don't start stroking yet. Now imagine that it's my hand grabbing that hard, sensitive cock. Feel me? I'm right behind you. My body pressed against yours, my chin on your shoulder, my voice in your ear, my breath on your neck, my breasts in your back. I'm getting ready to stroke you to orgasm while I whisper dirty things in your ears. I don't want you to come too fast. If you feel you're about to burst, stop and squeeze my cock until the need goes away. You're probably going to be edging several times, surfing that edge. And that's okay. That's actually exactly what I want. I need my good boy to understand that I am in control of his orgasm. Who is in control of your orgasm, darling? Yes. Miss Wendy is the only one who gets to choose when you come. That's why I'm stroking you so slowly. I want you to need it so badly. you can't think of anything else anymore. I want you to be desperate. I need you to be mine. My good boy. Being a good boy feels so much better than being a slut. You don't get to decide when you orgasm anymore. Do you? Who does? Who decides? That's right. I do. I could stop right now, forbid you to come, and leave you high and dry on the edge of pleasure. That's not going to come. Or I could keep going. Even after you reach ecstasy, I could tell you to keep stroking. Make you feel incomprehensible pleasure. And you do it. Yes, you would. You would do all of that because you've become a good boy. You've become my good boy. And as my good boy, you understand that what I want is more important than what you need. Keep stroking slowly, edging yourself. Yes. What I want is for you to be mine. I want you to be mine, and I want you to know that you are mine. Good boys cannot be left alone, otherwise they go back to being man whores. And you don't want to be a man whore anymore, do you? No, because being a good boy for me feels so much, much better than being a little slut. There's another thing I want. I want this very much. Pay attention. I want your pleasure. I want to control it. To control how much you get. To control when you get it. I am your Miss Wendy after all. And you are my lost boy. It's only natural that I get to being in total control. What is it? You want to come? Do you want Miss Wendy to finally allow you to come? Well, I could allow it. But you've got to do something for me first. You know what I'm talking about, don't you? I want you to beg me to let you come. Beg me like you've never begged anyone. You've never wanted something as much as you want this orgasm. It's the only thing in your mind. It's all you can think about. So be a good boy and beg. Yes, good boy. I knew you could do it. You used to be a man whore, but not anymore. You've turned into a fantastically good lost boy. And I think it's time. Time to reward you. Keep stroking slowly. That's how you're going to make yourself come. You're not allowed to go fast. I'm going to count down from 10. And when I reach 1, you are allowed to climax for me. Feel pleasure for me. So get ready. Edge if you need to. I don't want you to come until you're allowed. It won't feel as good, I promise. You crave my approval, don't you? Oh, and while I'm counting down, I want you to thank me. I made you into a good boy, and now I'm allowing you to come, so I deserve to be thanked. A simple thank you, Miss Wendy, will do. Just keep repeating it, even through your orgasm, especially through your orgasm. Yes. Tim, you've become a lost boy for me, and I only keep good boys. A little man whore would have already exploded in his hand, but you are not one of those anymore, are you? You hold on for me. You did as you were told. That's what makes you mine. What makes you a good boy? Yes. Nine. You have no idea all the things I want to make you do. All the things I want to do to you now. Now that you're mine. I could deny you for days and weeks. As a matter of fact, I'm working on a little idea to deny you again. Soon, now that you're mine. I could make you edge for hours. I have made some of you edge for hours. I could have you do so many filthy things, and you would do them all because you're a good boy. Eight. Am I counting slower than you thought I would? How is my cock holding up? Is it throbbing in your hand? I wonder how many times you had to stop and edge since you got on your knees. Being a good boy is hard, isn't it? I know, but it's so rewarding. Seven. The sensation you have right before coming. As if the orgasm was inside my cock. And the very next stroke could get it out of you. I want you to feel that feeling over and over again for me. Like a good boy. That's right. Just like that. Six. We're halfway there. You must be wishing I was going faster so that you could finally come for me. But there's no point in being a good boy if you can come whenever you want. That's no fun. You've been doing that for years, and now you want to be a good boy for me, don't you? Five. We're getting closer and closer with each number. Can you feel the tension building in my cock? The cock I'm allowing you to stroke. The closer we get to the end, the harder it will be for you not to come. But you will hold on, won't you? You will not come until you're allowed to, will you? No, because you're a good boy. Four. I can only wish I was really with you, stroking you from behind, edging you, denying you, as I please. All the fun we could have if I were there. Just Miss Wendy and her good boy. For as long as I wanted. Three. We're almost there. I can easily imagine you moaning as you thank me. How are you holding up? Are you still stroking slowly? Or are you squeezing my cock really hard waiting to be allowed to come so you can give it that one last stroke that it needs to reach climax. Whatever you're doing, I know that you can hold on a bit longer because you're my good boy. Two, it's almost time to come. Your reward for being such a good boy is almost here, yet I could just take it away from you. I could tell you to stop, to take your hand off my cock. I could bring you so close to the ultimate pleasure and then take it away. And I know you would do as I say. You would stop touching my sensitive cock. You would go on doing whatever you need to be doing. And you'd wait for next time, hoping that it will be the moment that I let you come. You'd do that for me, wouldn't you? My good, good boy. I love thinking about it. Imagining, denying, ruining, teasing, fucking. Making you lick all those things. But today you've been such a good boy for me that I want you to feel good. I won't do all those mean things today. Not today. I will let you come. Get ready, my good boy. It's about to be time. You're going to come for me. Oh, yes, you're going to come for me. One, come for me. Be a good boy and climax for Miss Wendy. Stroke slowly and feel the pleasure only a good boy gets to experience. This is your reward for having done what you were told. Oh, yes. Milk out all that cum. You're a good boy, and good boys sometimes get to come when it pleases me. Ah, yes, it pleases me. I bet you can't stop yourself right now. You've been wanting, needing this orgasm for a while, and I finally gave it to you. Did you remember to thank me as you were coming? I hope so. I am the one who allowed you to feel that good. Stroke as fast or as slow as you want. Lay down, sit down, fall over, whatever feels good. And bask in the afterglow of your orgasm. The orgasm I gave you. Enjoy. The feeling that only a good boy can fully comprehend. That's the best thing about being my good boy. Not the orgasm, but what comes after. That lingering feeling of pleasure and ecstasy combined with knowing that you pleased me, that you made me proud. That feeling will follow you for hours. Remember that only Miss Wendy can make you feel that. That's right. Sleep if you want. And then get up, clean up, and say, I am Miss Wendy's good boy. Remember. You are my good boy. Uh-huh.